In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the cursed root icon, which is an icon especially important for those of us in the Russian Church abroad, because it's an icon that went with the Russians that were fleeing Russia after the Bolshevik Revolution and after the Russian Civil War ended with the Bolsheviks in charge of Russia. And it's a very tangible sign of God's providence, protection, and direction. Psalm 124, which is the sixth of the Psalms of Ascent, is a psalm about that kind of protection and guidance. It begins with, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. He that dwelleth at Jerusalem, nevermore shall he be shaken." And the question you might ask is, why is it that Mount Zion in particular is named? He could have said, "They that trust in the Lord should be like a mountain in general." But Mount Zion in particular is named because it's the holy city, but also is a very formidable natural fortress. And it was used as such long before the Israelites came into the land. And once they had built walls in that place, it became an almost impregnable fortress. Of course, there's no fortress or city that a man can build that men, if they have the resources, can't overcome. But God protected this city as long as the Israelites were faithful. But when the people rebelled, then the city of Jerusalem was allowed to fall. So the history of this mountain tells us that we should not expect a life without trials or hazards, but rather that we should not be undermined by those trials and hazards. We shouldn't allow ourselves to be defeated or to give up. It's not in peace and safety that people are made strong, but it's when they face the storms of life and they overcome them. And the dwellers in the earthly Jerusalem felt secure because of the city's natural defenses combined with those man-made walls, and as long as they were faithful, they had good reason to trust in those things. But of course, they were defeated. But those who are dwellers in the heavenly Jerusalem can never be shaken. And so there's the earthly Jerusalem, and there's the heavenly Jerusalem. The city of Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians, for example, after a 30-month siege. So it took them a very long time for them to be able to take the city, but they eventually were able to do it. And among the captives that they took were Daniel and the three youths that we read about in the book of Daniel. But although they were physically removed from that place, their souls were unshaken. When they were faced with temptations, they were not moved. When they were faced with a choice to cave in and worship idols or to die, they chose to die. And of course, God delivered them miraculously. But the three youths told Nebuchadnezzar, "Our God can deliver us from the fiery furnace, but even if he won't, we're not going to bow to your image." So they were not shaken. They were not moved because they were citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem. "Mountains are round about her, and the Lord is round about his people from henceforth and forevermore." And if you look at the geography of Jerusalem, if you ever get to go there and see it, you'll see that Jerusalem is in fact surrounded by mountains. As a matter of fact, Zion is not as big as the Mount of Olives, which you'll see not very far off from Mount Zion. And these mountains added to the protection of the city. For one thing, the Israelites could see an army long before they got to Jerusalem from the surrounding mountains where they had soldiers who were stationed to keep watch. And people who are citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem have God protecting them on all sides, is what this psalm is telling us. God is always round about us if we are being faithful to him. "For the Lord will not permit the rod of sinners to be upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous stretch forth their hands unto iniquities." The lot of the righteous that's talked about there is their inheritance. That's the land that they were given in the earthly Israel, but we're talking in spiritual terms about our heavenly inheritance. "And though wicked men may have for a time the power to persecute the righteous, they can't touch their inheritance from God so long as those people remain firm in their faith and don't stretch forth their hands into iniquities. And if we keep our hope in God, we will never be ultimately overcome by the wicked." And also, Another thing that this verse is telling us is what St. Paul tells us more clearly, and that's that God never allows us to be overtaken by a temptation that we can't resist. He always makes a way for us to escape from that temptation. And so we're never put in a situation where we have no choice but to sin. He will deliver us out of every snare of the devil. Do good, O Lord, unto them that are good and unto the upright of heart. In this psalm, we're praying that God will do good to the upright of heart, knowing that he will do this. We have absolute assurance of this because the scriptures tell us this repeatedly. But the key is that by God's grace, we have to strive to be upright of heart. And if we do this, we know the Lord will do good to us and will ever help us despite all the evil men and demons try to do to us. But them that turn aside unto crooked ways shall the Lord lead away with the workers of iniquity. Those who persecute us and who do not repent will face God's just judgment. And we must ourselves remain upright of heart so that we don't turn aside unto their crooked ways and then share in their punishment rather than in the reward that's promised to those who are faithful. And the psalm ends with these words, "Peace be upon Israel." And of course, there's the physical Israel of the Old Testament, but the spiritual Israel is the church. And the church of the Old Testament and the church of the New Testament are one Israel. How do we acquire the peace that we're talking about here? Psalm 33 says, "What man is there that desireth life, who loveth to see good days? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." And St. Paul tells us in his epistle to the Philippians, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This is the sixth step of the spiritual journey that we find in these Psalms of Ascent. And we can only ascend higher if we learn to put our trust in God and realize that we're not able to stand firm in our own strength. We have to know that if we remain faithful to God, no harm can come to us. We can't be moved or shaken, though everything around us falls apart. We can remain unmoved like the solid rock of Mount Zion because we place all our hope in Christ, the solid rock. Amen.